The Jar by A.F. Moritz. We found a jar there. Not a vase, not a piece of the potter's art, but glass, from a store shelf, with a threaded mouth, the lid and label long gone, all residue of the product blotted away, bright crystal. I had to tell you this because the word jar dwells in between, comprehending both. It reminded us of songs we know, the broken water jar, the jar in Tennessee, the drinking liquor from an old fruit jar. But the desolating place, white weeds, white ground baked into sharp lumps and ridges, a dead sapling, bushes crisp with thirst, rattling in a breeze. No moisture in the jar, no way to tell if it had been thrown away or washed and kept as a vessel. We succeeded for a while in seeing the curves and sun glints of its strange, perfect hollow with affection. We felt shaken, imprisoned, as though the low whine of the acres of flies, as though the silence were aftermath of a deafening shout. We longed for wet darkness, even if it brought that doom-laden bird, the nightjar.